Alright, welcome members. Adam plugging in here on Wednesday night, the 27th of April, 22, for the Night Watch podcast. Hope you guys are doing fine out there wherever you may be, in very strange times. Indeed, everything's up on the website, crazfiles.com. Thanks so much for your support and logging into the website and following everything that's going on here and listening to the shows and enjoying them and sending through your great emails and writing some great posts and commenting away, following us over there on the Telegram channel and just being involved. It's great to have you on board, on deck, with me here in Sydney, Australia. Can't keep that website up and running without you guys, so it's great to have some support, you know, and great to see the website out there and rock and rolling as we move forward into 2022. Just quickly plug in tonight to cover whatever is in front of me. And, you know, there's always lots going up, but I can't cover it all. I just cover the basics, and it'll be a mix of mainstream media news and alternative media news and whatever pulls my little red cart. Man, the Australian media, the Australian mainstream media know no lows. You know what I mean? I mean, when you think that these people can't go any lower and this content can't get any more stupid, it just keeps going down and down and down the sinkhole. God knows where it's going. I don't know. But there doesn't seem to be any end. It really is putrid. And it's interesting to cover it and look at what they're putting out there. And it's unbelievable that so many people out there believe this mind vomit. Look at this from news.com.au. This is from today. Someone put this up on the Telegram channel. You just talk about being mocked. The header of this is when and where you can get the flu vaccine and can you get it with a COVID booster? Experts. Now, how many times on this podcast do I talk about and mention the experts? Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows where they are, but they're experts. The experts are everywhere with the when we're looking at the mainstream media. They're always talking about these experts, but they never say who they are. So again, we've got experts who are advising Australians to get vaccinated against influenza in the next few days. Warning of a... Are you ready for it? I think this is the best one that I've heard. I really do. What's the last one that I liked? I don't know. I can't even remember. There was another great one. I can't remember now. There's been so many, you know, the variants. Well, get ready for this one. This one is a twindemic. Yes, they're warning of a twindemic. So what is a twindemic? Well, only the mainstream media know. And it's I'm assuming it's a mix of a fake COVID-19 virus and the influenza virus, which is fake as well. So they're calling it a twindemic. But don't forget, in the last couple of years, the influenza virus, or what they refer to as the yearly basic flu virus that everybody gets, you know, in the wintertime, that completely disappeared. We can't forget that, can we? It completely vanished off the face of the earth. In fact, many of us, and there was many people out there constantly questioning and hollering out and asking, where has the annual flu virus gone? The normal flu that they tell us we get every year when we're not feeling well. That completely disappeared. Well, guess what? It's back. And it's back, and it's mixing itself with SARS-CoV-2, the fake COVID-19 virus. And the experts, who nobody knows who they are, they just call them experts. They don't need to say who the experts are in these articles in the mainstream media in Australia. That's the thing. They don't sew, you know, Dr. So-and-so or Professor Wanky Wanky or something like that or whatever. They don't give you any names. They don't even make up names. You know, Professor Yogi Bear. He wants you to steal the picnic baskets. I don't know. They don't even say that. They just tell you experts. And the experts, whoever they are, wherever they are, nobody knows. It's in fantasy world. They're advising Australians, all of us, to get vaccinated against influenza. And they're not telling you, well, the next week or the next month or whenever it is. They're telling you in the next few days. In the next few days. And they're warning. You know why you've got to get... You know why you've got to get a booster and you've got to get a flu shot all at the same time? Because of the twindemic. The twindemic is coming, they tell you, in the next coming months. We were talking about this on the last podcast with the general. And Andy, weren't we, about the fear campaign and the ridiculous nonsense that these media outlets pump out on a daily basis and how silly it is. Well, how, I mean, can you get any sillier than this? Oh, my goodness me. I mean, this has got to be the best one. This is definitely my favorite out of all of them. The twindemic. How can they beat that? And you think, how can they beat it? Like, how can they beat something so stupid? But they always manage to. You know, next week or next month, it'll be an even better one. It's unbelievable. So the experts, again, in the article, I'm going off the article, they're warning that both COVID-19 and the flu... It will be more widespread in the coming winter months, and they're encouraging vaccinations and boosters to improve protection. The experts. And they're saying that there's a heightened spread of both COVID-19 and the flu now. But the flu, how come the flu disappeared like last year and the year before when there was a COVID-19 pandemic and they were locking down the planet and they were scaring us all and telling us all to get jabs and locking us all down and ruining people's lives and businesses? There was no flu. We never heard the word influenza or normal seasonal flu or flu shot or anything, really. Well, now they've decided to absolutely bring it back, and they're going to call it the twindemic. Interesting, twin towers, Twin Pines Mall, Back to the Future, all the twin tower stuff. You know what it is though? It's a syndemic, or any other name that has been thrown around that the epidemiologists have warned. So they've brought the epidemiologists back into the mix here. Who are they? Well, there's no names. We don't know. They're just epidemiologists and experts. Where are they? Who are they? What are their names? What are their backgrounds? Can we see their faces? Can we find out something to do with them? Where are they? Are they anywhere? Is there any conceivable possible way to find out who the experts are? No. But don't worry, they're experts, and they're telling you. So they're saying, see, this is the, at the same time, you can't believe how stupid this is, but you can't believe how manipulative they are. They're saying over the COVID-19 period, over the last couple of years, where they've ruined all our lives, they're saying we have seen a lower exposure to influenza virus. And we've seen, and a lower levels of influenza vaccine coverage compared to the previous years. See? Why? Well, we don't know. We're just telling you that in the last couple of years, it's been COVID, but the influenza virus that is always around every year that we tell you about, that just completely packed its bags up and disappeared and went on holiday. And we don't know why. We're just telling you that. And but now it's back. Now it's back. But, I mean, this is from news.com.au. News.com.au. I mean, these are the big online digital forums, man, the big formats in Australia. These are the big ones, folks. This is what people pay money to read. These are the big guys. News.com.au. Isn't it unbelievable? Anyway, they're talking about billions of dollars now being set aside for the COVID-19 vaccination rollouts and the testing schemes and all of this. And what did I say months ago? They just can't wait for the winter to come, because now they've got everybody in a fear state. The whole COVID-19 virus agenda has been implemented. It's already in. It's done. So now they can do whatever they want. They can run with it, as we were talking about on the last show. And so now they can't wait for the winter to come in. They've been bringing the winter in since before the summer started. And so, you know, now, for suddenly no reason at all, just because it's winter, the propaganda. Wasn't I saying this on one of the last shows? When in your life, or if you ask your parents or grandparents, you know, were they petrified of winter? You know what I mean? That they were petrified each winter that they were going to die just because it's a change in the seasons. I mean, look at different countries all around the world where it snows and it gets freezing cold in winter. But now, all of a sudden, every time it's winter and the seasons change and it gets a bit cooler, you know, which is fairly brief in Australia, we've all got to panic and get vaccinated and wear masks and worry about dying, because the media tell you to do so. You know what I mean? Now, just because it's going into the winter months, it's the end of the world. And we're all going to die if we don't do what they say and get their jabs. Look, can you believe this? So they're scaring everybody about winter and the next winter and the coming winters and this winters and the hospitals filling up, and you're going to die and you've got to get the jabs and the flu and the virus. So one theme that we're seeing in all the mainstream articles now, and all of them are putting it out, is like this one. One suggestion is a viral interference, where because a person has already been infected by a virus, the virus behind COVID-19, for example. I am reading this to you. I am not kidding. That's actually their wording. A virus. The virus behind COVID-19, for example. Right, so you're telling me that there's a virus behind a name. The immune defenses are put on high alert, thus making it less likely they would be infected with other virus or another virus. My gut feeling and my feeling based on our recent research, this is the experts. They're telling you this is from the New York Times. I don't think we're going to see the flu and the coronavirus peak at this same time. When and where should I get vaccinated? The Federal Health Department advises Australians to get the flu vaccine by the end of April. When are we now? Well, we're on the 27th of April, so better get out there and get it. And the World Health Organization website says influenza vaccines are safe. They're perfectly effective. And they won't do anything to you except protect you. So they completely ignore all the horror and carnage and misery and deaths all over the world that we are seeing, and ruining people's lives, and all the massive heart attacks and people bleeding to death and heart inflammation issues and young people getting ruining their hearts for their life, and all of this. They're telling you that it's just safe and it's effective. And now they're telling you that it's preventing influenza, so they've brought the influenza back. Now they're talking about vaccinations for this year's flu strains that they want to make up. I guess that's like a big bowl of mixed soup or something, you know. They can just add anything into the soup. What kind of strains can we make up in the fantasy world? So I guess they're going to have all sorts of things mixed in now. They're just going to mix everything in now. You know? And I love these these articles, and it's on the radio a lot, and there's new advertisements on TV. Look at this. Can I get COVID-19 and the flu at the same time? And so there's these ads on national radio programs, in Sydney. And basically what it is they've got this stupid dumbass, right, who's asking stupid dumbass questions to a woman who's giving him all these clear and bright answers. So, can I get COVID-19 and the flu at same time? Well, yes, you can, dumbass. You absolutely can. So we recommend getting two shots. Go and get a flu shot for the annual influenza and go and get yourself a COVID-19 vaccine and maybe throw in a booster, you stupid moron.
Can I get vaccines in bottom at same time, like together, or have to wait after one day and go back then?
You know? I mean, this is how they're talking on the radio, and I'm just like, where am I? What planet am I living on? Look at this stupid question. Can I get COVID-19 and the flu at the same time? And they're telling you, you know, the Atagi group's telling you that you can. Oh, you better exercise caution. What do you say about this? I'm serious, and I know I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not kidding. There's advertisements on the radio like that with these stupid people asking the dumbest questions that you've ever heard in your life, and the woman's answering them. You know, can I go over there and get a bullet in my head? You know? So, Australian mainstream media just on fire. So, go through a couple of articles here. This is the one we were talking about on the last show with the general the other night. This is just talking about the fear campaign that they keep revving up through the mainstream media articles. And I was looking at the Australian mainstream media today, and I was taking some screenshots of all the different articles that come up, and it's absolutely astonishing. Every single headline is clickbait. And so you what happens is you go through the articles and you read these headers, and it's all frightening and fear words, you know, terrible, frightening, fear, horrific, shocking, all this stuff. And then when you click on the header to go into the article, they've got two headers. They've got the header to get you to do the clickbait, and then when you go into the article, they've changed the header. Because when you click on that header and you read the article, it's got absolutely nothing to do with the article, so it's just clickbait. But they're using fear to get people to click on the headers. And that's interesting, isn't it? Why would people out there be more likely to click on news headlines that are fear-based? Isn't that interesting? That have fear in them and terrible words like frightening and death and scary and horrific and horrible and worry and mistrust and all these words, all these negative words. They put them in the headers. I mean, these people know what they're doing. These big mainstream media outlets, they know what they're doing. So why have they chosen to go with putting fear in their headers? Because the headers are just clickbait. As I said, when you go into the article, they've changed it. It doesn't say that anymore. So they've got you to click on the article, which obviously means they're making pennies, right, each time. But why would Australians click on fear headliners, you know? That's the thing, isn't it? And we were talking about this on the last show. People need it. They seem to get off on it. It's like watching some kind of soap opera. They're addicted to it. But why are they? Why are they addicted to it? Why do they need this fear in their lives? You know, is it so, you know, the media and the government can do this to them and tell them that everything's going to be all right? You know, I mean, it's absolute total control. Some of these articles in all these newspapers, the digital newspapers that you go into online on the website. So I've been monitoring them and taking screenshots and stuff, and you look through them. Some of them are absolutely outrageous. And it's basically a celebrity or something doing nothing, and you would think they were dying a horrible death. And then you click on it, you go in, and they've just done something simple, you know, and you're like, that's not that at all. But they used a fear headline to get you to click on the clickbait to go in to read the stupid article. But they're using fear to get people to buy into it, and that's really interesting when we're looking at fear and talking about that so much on a podcast. What if the headliners had happy things written in there? Nice things, loving things, you know, positive things. Do you think people would click on them? Now, why is that? Obviously, these big media outlets and companies that sell things, if they're using fear to sell products and sell you into buying into articles and opening things and reading stuff and following them, if they're using fear to do that, then that tells you that, boy, man, you know, like, this is another level. It's like people want it now. It's really crazy. And I've been doing a lot lately, and just today I couldn't believe it. Every single headline that I was reading had all these words. Look at this one. This is the one the general brought up. This is from Yahoo News Australia. It spares no one. New study reveals frightening COVID side effect. Frightening. So there's a lot of articles coming out about this now. Many, many. I can't get to the bottom of it. Right. So basically what they're saying in this article is that even if you had COVID, which is fake, but even if you had COVID and you're recovering from that, there's brutal side effects. And those brutal side effects, they're telling you brutal side effects could linger on and even develop up to a year after first falling ill. This is new research suggests. These are the phantom experts are back again, right? So what they're doing is they're teeing up all the sickness and death that's coming from the jabs that people got. They're covering their asses. And you can't believe how sick and manipulative this is, but it is. Unfortunately, it's where we're living, and it's the way that it is. And many people are gonna fall into this trap. Already are. But here they are. After they jabbed everybody, now they're telling you that the side effects of the COVID that you got, and don't forget all these people who are jabbed, they either have had COVID. I know people who they say they've tested positive for COVID like multiple times, and they want to get COVID because if all their friends have COVID and they haven't got it yet, even if they're vaccinated, they feel left out. So, you know, they're searching for COVID. They want COVID so they can go to all their friends. We were talking about this and say, I tested positive for COVID. Welcome to the cult. Welcome to the cult. See, now you're in. How many times have I talked about this? People that I know that have had 2-3 shots of these COVID jabs, and then they're testing positive for COVID, and then they're isolating at home in masks. You know, it's incredible. So they got the jabs last year, but they're not feeling well. Because their immune response, their immunity, their immune type system is running out of gas, and soon they won't have any, their bodies will have no way to do the magic that it does. There just won't be a way. And these people are going to slowly and incrementally get sicker as time rolls on. And so each time that this happens, they're going to be telling them that they're testing positive for COVID and all this. But now that's kind of been packed away. And now they're telling you that if you tested positive for COVID, but you've had all your jabs, then there's going to be these brutal, yes, brutal side effects, and they're going to linger for years and for the rest of your life. So look at this. You can't believe it. The findings from Johns Hopkins University are satanic, murderous, and Freemason institution of devils filled with demons. That's what it is. It's like a pit of demons. But these kinds of universities, they portray themselves, you know, and the media portrays them as this God Almighty. It's the Johns Hopkins University. I'll bow down. I'm down on my knees. Oh, it's God. God has come down with his sandals and his robe, and I'm going to beg. Oh, Johns Hopkins. But what is it? They're killers. They're killers. This is a den of devils and vipers, snakes. But don't worry. In the US, they're revealing that anyone who's had the virus, however mild, even if you didn't have any symptoms whatsoever, which they're calling asymptomatic, which means you didn't have anything, but the media told you that you had a virus or you could have a virus, and that even if you don't have any symptoms, you've still got it, and you believed it. Even if you, they're telling you, if you had a fake virus with no symptoms and you felt completely normal and there was nothing wrong with you, and you had the jabs, well, now you're at higher risk for heart issues in the future. Heart attacks, heart inflammation, dying, bleeding to death and hemorrhaging to death everywhere all over the floor. And it seems that no one is immune. So we tricked you into thinking that there was a virus out there. We got you jabbed, and now we're playing on your mind, telling you that you could have COVID, but even if you've got absolutely no symptoms and you don't know anything, you still had it. But you have to be careful now, because in the future you could have a heart attack, Mr. Smith, and drop dead right there on the floor. At any age, but it wasn't the jabs. Here we go, the epidemiologists are back, and the experts are back in this article as well. They're talking about new studies that are finding heart issues, including clots, inflammation, irregular heartbeats, myocarditis, all of this could develop a year or years after recovering from COVID. Isn't it unbelievable? Isn't it incredible what they have done? And so these people who got sucked into getting the jabs and who are facing a future of illness and possible death, well, they're just going to chalk it all. They're going to, if they say that you had COVID, and don't forget all the people that I've spoken to, all the people that I know who have got the jabs have had so many COVID tests. And they've tested positive, they've tested negative, they've tested positive again. I'm telling you, I know a bunch of families, and the dad and mom and all, even the kids. You're talking young kids. They're all testing positive. For months it went on. And so it's not only that they wanted COVID once, they wanted it twice and three times, man. So they're telling you now that even if you had COVID once and you didn't have any symptoms, it's just that you tested positive for COVID, but if you got the jabs, well, you're going to have an increased risk of heart problems. Possibly in the next year or the next year, we don't know. But when you do, it wasn't the jab. They they're talking here about people who are going to be developing all sorts of problems like diabetes and heart disease and kidney disease and all of this. So this is the new wave of articles that we are seeing. Here's another one. This is from Yahoo News Australia again. Just from the other day. They're calling it long COVID. Long COVID. Big mistake people are making with coronavirus. Mistake. One of Australia's top doctors. They haven't gone with the experts here. They've gone with a top doctor. Let's see who this is. He's saying treating long COVID is emerging as the latest challenge from the pandemic. See how they shift away from the pandemic to treating the new emerging illnesses that are surfacing from the jabs, but they're calling it long COVID. So basically, people got the jabs, now they're going to start getting sick and dying, but they're basically going to say that it's delayed reactions from when people had COVID. So basically, you had COVID a year ago or 2 years ago, you were asymptomatic, you didn't have any symptoms, but now you're developing symptoms and you got chest pains and you're dying right in front of me. That's because of the original COVID that you had. This is how they cover for the jabs. So people are reporting lingering COVID symptoms. Longer than 4 weeks after their infection. But really what that should say is after their injection. So basically people are getting injected with COVID-19 jabs and they're just not feeling well. They can't recover and they're starting to get sicker and sicker. But they're calling it lingering COVID symptoms. Remember when COVID first came out, when they were telling you it was possibly maybe a little bit of a cough, and remember how benign they were? You know, it was maybe a cough, and the worst thing you could have is a fever, but don't worry, most people won't even know. Well, guess what they're telling you now COVID symptoms are? Now it's changed from COVID-19 virus being hardly anything at all, right? And let's face it, that's what it was when they were starting to push the actual fake virus onto us. They were saying it was even weaker than the normal flu. And not only that, they were saying that the variants that they made up were even weaker than the original virus. And the original fake virus, they were telling you, was nothing more than a cough, possibly a fever, just get some rest. I went through it over and over on this podcast. I was reading the government health data, what to do. I was going over it on many podcasts, what they were telling you to do if you got COVID. Even Scott Morrison, the satanic Freemason pedophile protecting bozo up there, he got up there and said, you know, if you're not feeling well, stay home. Basically, if you're missing limbs or you're close to death, then ring an ambulance. But stop clogging up the system. COVID's not that bad. You know, just get some rest. I went through heaps of it. They were telling you, have some lemon and tea and have a rest. You'll be okay. Don't worry about it. It's not that bad. COVID-19 isn't bad, right? Well, now it's changed. The same COVID-19 that they were telling people that they had last year, which was nothing more than maybe a dry sore throat and a cough, now, guess what it is? Chest pains, tightness in the chest, heart palpitations, possible heart attacks. You know what I mean? Or heart inflammation, extreme fatigue, shortness of breath. See? But that's not from the fake virus. It's from the jabs. So now they've changed it. So now this is going to become the norm. Oh, you had COVID, did you? You had COVID back in 2021, right? And now you've got heart inflammation and you're in the hospital on life support. Well, you know, that's because you had COVID-19, but I got vaccinated. Wasn't that? Shh. Can you believe that, folks? It's gone from hardly anything at all and weaker than the normal flu that most people get every year and just stay home and have a lemon drink and a lozenger to chest pains, tightness of chest, heart palpitation and heart attacks. But there's no mention of the jabs in this article. There's no mention of the jabs in any of these articles. Here we are, Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Chris Moy, says the new frontier of the pandemic is finding treatments for long COVID sufferers. Beep, 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 alert, 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 alert. What have I been saying? What have I been saying? There you go. What are they telling you? The new frontier, the future of the pandemic, is finding treatments for long COVID sufferers. Right? That's why they're building multi-million dollar Moderna plants in Australia to develop new mRNA drugs and shots. This is the antidote. That's what I was talking about. It's like the zombie movies. Now the zombie movies, everybody has a virus and they're going crazy and attacking one another. But in the zombie movies where they got the virus and they're attacking one another, what common theme always is in those movies? Some young girl or some person doesn't get the virus. They're immune to it. And so the scientists in the movie always want to get them into laboratory to study them and their blood to see if they can find a cure. You know what I mean? So they're telling you in the movies, we're going to make you sick. The honest part of it. We're going to make you sick through the jabs. There was nothing wrong with you. We're going to trick you into thinking that there's a virus that's out there going to get you because you're dumb and you don't do research and you live in fear. And then you're going to get those jabs. And as you slowly become sick, we're going to have to come up with new cures for you to keep you alive. See, a cocktail of drugs and pills and potions and injections at first, but don't worry. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. Think about this, and I covered this ages ago, and I'll cover it again. I kept saying, how are you going to keep giving people injections to top them up with the, you know, the graphene oxide and stuff? Because people aren't pincushions, right? So, yeah, they gave you 2, 3, 4, and some idiots are going to go and do it. They're going to get these ones because they're idiots. So they're part of the test that's ongoing. But I was thinking to myself, most people I know, they've either got one or two and they ain't getting another one. They've had enough. So how are you going to get people to get 2, 3, 4, 5? Well, I thought, well, they've got to change it. They're going to bring in pills. They're going to bring in some kind of mists or nasal sprays or something that you wear or some kind of new technology to give you the injection. But are people going to do that every year? Are people going to do that if they're healthy, mind you, if they're healthy? So, you know, back last year in 2021, I had 2 COVID shots, AstraZeneca or whatever it was, and I'm not having any more, but I'm okay now. I'm not sick. I'm not one of the ones of the people who got sick, right? I'm not getting any more jabs. Why would I do that? That's crazy. You just want to keep jabbing me. Most of the population, I'm telling you, a lot of them will not do this because they're not going to be a prick cushion here and just keep getting them, right? Right? But what if they're sick? What if these people slowly start to become sick and the pain starts to become so overwhelming and their life is such a miserable hell? They're going to take those jabs, aren't they? Just to stay alive. Well, welcome to the next part of the fucking experiment. And that is the new frontier. We've made millions and billions of people sick. We've killed off millions of people all around the world, billions possibly, I don't know, but the ones who are still alive and suffering, this is the new frontier of the new experiments and the new jabs. That's why they're bringing in the new plants. That's why Moderna has suddenly surfaced now, and they're building plants in Victoria, and they're going to be building more, and they're going to be producing new mRNA technology as this goes forward. And what did I always say on the podcast? Eventually, out of all that sickness, out of all that death, and out of all that suffering, out of all of it, out of an ocean of suffering, will be born the new human. But it won't be human. This is transhumanism. I'm telling you. That's what's coming. Because eventually, the human being will be broken apart and broken down and taken out of the picture. And whatever this thing is, will take. And millions, hundreds of millions, possibly billions, will die off in the process of this experiment as it moves forward. You know? And hey, as we said, maybe a lot of young people, as this goes on, won't be as bad as others. I don't know. That's all part of the experiment. But what I do know, and what he's saying here, is that it's not so much the pandemic anymore. That's what they're telling you in the media. It's not really the pandemic anymore. That's why they're taking back the restrictions and everything, because they're getting ready to end the pandemic. In that way, what it is people who have had the COVID-19 are still suffering long into the future. We need to find cures for that, and we need to come up with more mRNA vaccines and jabs for them. And as the future rolls on, none of these people are going to look back to the real cause of the whole thing, which was the initial pricks in the arm. That's what caused it all. The inoculations triggered the real pandemic. But this is a big experiment, folks. This is a big experiment, because what they're calling them now are COVID sufferers. And the new frontier. And we are working on finding treatments for these COVID sufferers, who were perfectly normal and perfectly fine human beings without a problem in the world. We jabbed them in the arm, told them we're doing that because to protect them from a virus, and now they're sick. So now we have to find cures for them to make them have some kind of life, so they're not in so much pain. The bottom line is that although we know that long COVID is going to be the really big fallout of COVID, listen to the words. The fallout of COVID. What is the fallout of COVID? The fallout of COVID is the injuries from the jabs. That's what it is. And COVID isn't real. That's the trick. It was the con to get the jabs. So the fallout is making people sick. So that's what I said before. How do you get people on these kinds of injections until they die or for the rest of their lives? Because as I said, if they've taken one or two, they don't want any more. You can't force them. But if they're sick, they will take them. Because it will make them feel better. Maybe not a lot of them, because they'll just get killed off immediately as the next part of the experiment goes in. They'll get those injections and die. But as people start to take to this new technology, as this transhuman agenda starts to drive forward, then people may start to feel better way down the track. But don't forget, after they start treating people with these new injections, these new mRNA injections which are about to hit, which are on the horizon looming, then there's going to be another ricochet from that. You know, they're just going to keep going here and keep making things up. But it's a massive experiment to basically, in a nutshell, kill the soul and wipe away organic human life. That's what it's all about. And it's incredible. The fallout of COVID. The people getting sick after the injection or many years after the initial injections. And being in pain and desperate for any kind of help. Because what do we know now? Well, the doctors can't help you if you've had some of these terrible reactions from these jabs. All they can do is try and give you a mix of a cocktail of drugs to try and help, but they don't know yet. Well, they will be able to, because they're going to have an injection for you, whether you have to take it every week or you have to take it every month or 6 months or whatever it is. But there will be an ongoing life injection for the life of your life. You'll have to take it. And when you're in pain and you're dying slowly because you have no immune system left because of that initial jab that you got back in 2019 or 2020 or 2021 or whatever the fuck it was, yeah, and you're in agony and you're having a terrible life, you know, because your body's got no ability to do anything. It's like taking the engine out of a car. You're fucked. It ain't gonna drive. And so now you're in pain at bed at home. You're already seeing it. I'm seeing terrible videos of people at home who have had these jabs shaking. Have you seen them? And they're just shaking all over the place. They can't walk. They're just in pain. They're in agony. They're crying. Do you think that these people want to live like that? What's the next round here? They're going to come up with new mRNA injections. They've already got it all there anyway. It's all written out. They're going to come up with new mRNA injections for these people who they say are suffering from long COVID, but they're actually suffering from the jabs, side effects from the jabs. And those people are going to think, a lot of them will think, probably, if they're stupid enough, that it actually is COVID or was COVID that did this to them. And they're going to be desperate to get those jabs. And they're going to milk it too. And they're going to make people, they're going to create that want for those jabs. And a lot of people, when they get those first jabs, they're dead. It'll probably kill them. It's going to be a new type of technology going in as they're bettering this. But a lot of people probably, they might go on through this experiment. But it's an experiment, folks. And there's more to come. There's more to come. They're only getting warmed up. I don't know what they're going to do with us real humans. It's going to be us that has to rebuild the planet maybe after this massive experiment goes wrong. Yeah, incredible. And what's unbelievable about this article, they're actually telling you that getting vaccinated against COVID could prevent long COVID. Can you believe it? They're telling you to get vaccinated against COVID to prevent long COVID. Can you believe how sick these people are? They're not people, are they? They're not people. This is what they're saying now. All these people who are starting to fill up the hospitals, because it's just the opposite of last year, folks. They were telling us that all the hospitals were full, but there was no one in there. Now they're getting full. That's what I think. Tell me if I'm wrong. Am I wrong? I'm hearing of all these emergency departments and stuff filling up. But they're going to tell us that they got COVID, or they're going to tell us they're mental patients. They're never, ever, ever in the media going to tell you that it's because of the jabs. And we know that, but unfortunately, many, many people out there in the so-called real world have no fucking clue. They don't know that it's the jabs doing it. They're being told that. So this is what's happening. Some bozo goes and gets a COVID-19 injection and has a terrible reaction or a heart attack, right? And then his loved ones call an ambulance, and it's taken a while, and the ambulance comes. He picks up the bozo. He puts him in the ambulance. This guy's having a heart attack because he just had a COVID-19 injection, for example. And they take him to the local hospital and it's full. And this is what we're getting in the media. And the ambulances get backed up. And Bozo's got to wait in the ambulance to get a room, to get attended to by the doctors. And what the media are telling you and the government are telling you is this backup is happening because there's so many people in the hospital with COVID-19. And that's why these people who have COVID-19 and are suffering in the ambulances can't get urgent help quick enough. But you just need to understand, as we always say, that everything's inverted. So what's the opposite? Well, these people are in the hospital blocking up the hospitals because they're having reactions to the COVID-19 jabs, and the people are blocking up the outside of the hospitals and the ambulances because they can't get in because they've also had reactions to the jabs. But they won't tell you that. And here they're telling you, in this article, they're suggesting that people who have had COVID are going to start suffering from major symptoms from 12 months on. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you have COVID, if we told you that you have a fake virus and you got a prick in your arm, 12 months later or whatever it is, you know, you're going to start developing serious issues. But it's because you had COVID. It wasn't the jab. And here again in this article, they're telling you the best defense against all this is getting the jab. Everybody, the whole town, I live in a town and everyone's gone to the cliff and they're all jumping off. It's crazy. Men, women, children, everyone I know, they've all jumped off the cliff and they're all dead on the rocks below. And there's just a few of us left. You know, what did we do, doctor? Go and jump off the cliff. It's the best thing that you can do. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. This is the doctors. This is what they call doctors. They're telling you to prevent trips to the hospital. You need to get jabbed. And it's clear evidence. They're telling you that the evidence is clear that getting a COVID-19 vaccination will reduce your risks of all these problems that I'm reading out, when it's the jabs that are causing it all. So we know that, you know, satanic Freemason entities run this planet, but all these kind of doctors and all these people and media people that are playing into all of this and doing this, just regular people who have jobs telling us this, I mean, my God, how low. How low are these bastards? How low can these scumbags go? I mean, they are just unbelievable. This, and the thing is, I look at this, I was going to say Ash Cunt, but it's Ash Cunt. This is the Yahoo News reporter, and this is the young woman that's doing the clickbait article. They're writing this. So basically, these are the little overeducated dimwits who get flushed out of the, you know, the sewer works of the universities, and they go and they work for these newspapers, right? On their laptops. And they write this clickbait. But they don't actually really write anything. They just go to all the big journals and CDC and all the government websites and everything, and they just boom boom. You can see they just put in sections there. It's all just copy pasted. And you're thinking, you're looking at this quite attractive girl, and you're looking at this article, and she's smiling in the picture, and you're just like, how can you work for a publication and put that out? How can you do it? Like, how can you look at yourself in the mirror? And I'm sure you look at yourself a lot in the mirror, or the black mirror, the phone. How can you look at yourself day in and day out and live with that putrid entity that's looking back at you? Isn't it unbelievable? How do these people walk around among us in day-to-day life and act normal? Like, they haven't done anything wrong. It just, I can't even imagine doing something like writing something like that. I just can't imagine it. And they do it with ease. And they smile about it. How could you write that in a mainstream mainstream media publication online with millions of people reading this shit and laugh about it? I just, a young woman, like, how could you do that? It's incredible, isn't it, folks? If you had any integrity whatsoever, you couldn't do it. You would just quit. I just wanted to cover this, and I know a lot of the listeners would already know this information, but it's not a heaps long one, but it's just well put together, and one of the members put this through from LinkedIn, and I didn't post it yet, but it's just really sums up what we've been talking about here so much, and I think it was really a great article. I've got so many, but there's no way I can go through them all, and I know a lot of people study this and know a lot more about it. I just think that for those who are not sure, it's really interesting. And sorry, folks, I'm not sure which one of the members posted this through to me. It's pretty sure it was on the website, but you guys are awesome. I'll just say as well, before I do this article, after talking about Telegram the other night, after doing the podcast with the general and Andy over there, the next morning I got up and there was like 20, I think, new members on my Telegram channel, and it was all spam. It's all this Donald Trump coin shit and, vaccine passport, buy your passport today. And every time I block them, they just keep coming. It's crazy. And I'm so busy and tired and doing all this that I haven't gone in there yet to probably make the group private, because there's already a great group in there and I don't see the point on letting it run, because it seems like the only people coming in now are bots and trolls and things like that. And it's a shame to ruin a good group. So I think the best thing to do is try and make that group private, and if someone wants to join, they can contact me, and then I add them one at a time and check it out, because it's ridiculous. Really getting spammed over there now, which is a shame. That's the way that it is. It's just really annoying. Anyway, this is really good sort of history to learn about manipulation. The author of this is Muzgan M. Alayeva. And the article is The Manipulation of Mind, Edward Bernays, and Netflix, Part 1, Selling Feminism. We are governed, our minds are moulded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Very loud words, aren't they? But it was Edward who was inherent in speaking out loudly and proving that in practice. Edward Bernays is best known for his work in the field of public relations and propaganda. He was born in 1891 in Venice, but lived part of his life in New York. The relationship with the founder of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud's theories, played a key role in Bernays' character or career. His colleagues argue that he did not pay attention to specific people and rather treated them as functions. So a psychopath, a sociopath, that sociopathic mind. Bernays main interest was the masses of people who he tried to understand as best as possible in order to influence them as effectively as possible. This is what serial killers do. You know what I mean? This is how crazy these people were. He watched people and society and wanted to work out how he could reshape their minds and get in there. They baffled him with the way that they acted and everything. So Bernays argued that the mass consciousness does not think, but instead obeys impulses, habits, and emotions. One of the basic tenets of mass psychology is that when making decisions, people first and foremost follow the example of leaders they trust. Boy, isn't that true. This leader can be a parent, cartoon character, politician for Australia, or movie star. But even when the situation turns out to be completely new, and it is impossible to refer to the leader's opinion, people turn to generally recognized, cliches, pre-prepared words and images approved by their society. He began his career as a journalist, but quickly turned into a man who defended business interests through the media. Largely inspired by the work of his uncle, Bernays believed that advertisements would be much more effective if advertisers understood group psychology. So Edward believed that it's important to understand the emotions of people. Only after this step, understanding of emotions, we could create a successful PR campaign for propaganda. Now imagine how dangerous a person can become if he can fully understand and control our emotions. In general, over the entire period of his activity, Bernays carefully studied the emotions and behavior of the masses, and only after these long studies he carried out his propaganda, to put it mildly, public relations. Bernays is referred to as the father of public relations. However, I personally think that his activities have surpassed all the boundaries of the field of public relations. In fact, studying Bernays' activities and trying to write about it is quite difficult, because Bernays' activities knew no boundaries. 2020 and the entire situation associated with the pandemic also has a connection with his activities. After all, right now in practice, his studies and theory are being applied. I will tell you honestly, if you start reading his books, you will estimate this world and situations from a completely different prism. Moreover, his activities are bearing fruit to this day. So selling feminism or the manipulation of the American mind. So in our time, a woman with a cigarette does not surprise anyone, but even at the beginning of the 20th century, it was unthinkable. For example, in the United States, smoking was considered vulgar and unworthy for a decent lady. However, it was only in the power of Bernays to change the situation. Bernays received an order from the Lucky Strike Tobacco Company. The basis of this order was to get women in America to start smoking. As I wrote before starting this PR campaign, Bernays turned to Brill, a famous psychoanalyst of the 20th century, for advice. Bernays wanted to understand what cigarettes mean to women in America. Brill's answer was not long in coming. Cigarettes are torches of freedom for women. They want to smoke to dramatize the male ban. Building on the idea, Bernays staged a freedom parade in New York on April 1, 1929, with women participating carrying torches in the form of lighted cigarettes. Man, I was thinking we live in weird times now, but imagine that. Imagine seeing that down the local streets of your town. Women carrying massive cigarettes alight. To protest the ban on smoking, for the event, Bernays enlisted renowned feminist Ruth Hale. In her speech, she said, "Women, light your torch of freedom. Fight another sexist taboo." A variety of methods were used in this campaign. Pictures of women smoking were posted in public places, in magazines, newspapers. It was reported that nicotine relieves stress and promotes weight loss. The most successful move was the symbolic designation of cigarettes, torches of freedom. Benet's commissioned doctors to spread false information that smoking aids digestion, and opera singers lied that smoking improved the voice. Through feminism, Benet's can be said to have made women smoke. After all, they began to sacredly believe that cigarettes are a sign of independence and freedom, and this work is considered as one of the most famous PR campaigns created by Benet's. Keep in mind, folks, PR campaign, they got large amounts of people to do something. So this is all part of the experiment. Look at the vaccines today. They got large amounts of people to participate and do something by telling them there's a virus. In this way, it's the same thing. So the same practices are still being played out today. It's the same mindset. So Benet's devoted a long time to the study of psychology, emotions, psychoanalysis of society. It was by this method that he each time achieved positive results in the field of PR. And those campaigns. Pretty amazing. And so, according to the American Medical Association, in 1923, women consumed 5% of cigarettes. In 1929, the figure increased to 12%. And in 1935, the proportion of cigarettes purchased by women was 18.1%. So this figure peaked at 33.33333 in 1965 and remained at this level until 77. Isn't that an interesting number to remain at, 33.3, high Freemason number, until 1977, in about 20 years. So they peaked it at 33. Isn't that interesting? So he did an experiment on people, to women, to get them smoking right throughout from 1923 women to smoke, from 5%, right up to 1935, and where it peaked in 1965 to 33. Edward Bernays turned cigarettes and smoking into mandatory attributes of an emancipated woman, and Lucky Strike cigarettes into one of the most famous brands of cigarettes, not only in the United States, but also in Europe. Did smoking actually make women more free? No, this was irrational, but it made them feel more independent. This test by Benet's proved objects could now act as powerful emotional symbols for how you wanted to be seen. See, and this is what they're doing with the COVID-19 injections, and that's what we talked about the other night on the show. People want to be injected. They want to get COVID. Because it affects how they're seen by others who are doing it as well. I've got COVID. I finally got COVID. Did you get your jabs? You got your jabs. I was following them on Facebook for ages because when I was on there, I know friends who I grew up with. And I couldn't believe that they were going down to get their injections. And then they were boasting about it. Remember when we were talking about this? And you could put up a symbol on your Facebook page. I got my jabs, thank me later, I got my injections. And then I went on some of these pages, not many, just friends that I grew up with and I used to go out with and stuff like that. And they're like, I got my jab today. And then there's all these people giving them comfort food in the comments section. Yeah, I'm getting mine tomorrow. I'm booked in for mine next week. I've had mine. It's nothing, mate. You know what I mean? So they're making each other feel better in this whole cult-like system. And this is the same thing that we're talking about now. You know what I mean? It's a powerful emotional symbol or tool for how people want to be seen. And so when the media is telling them that they got to get the jabs and you got to get the jabs, there's all these TV ads on TV in Sydney that we've been talking about where it's like, do it for your community, do it for yourself, do it to feel better, do it to get back on the flights, do it to get back into your sports, you know? Most importantly, just do it for you and your community around you. Get those jabs, you know what I mean? So it's the same exact exact thing, except that now you can replace the cigarette with a needle. So the smoking thing always baffled me. And I was like, well, what's going on here? But it was just an experiment. It was like, let's do an experiment on the public to see how many people can shove dildos up their ass. You know, so they do a whole experiment and they sell the dildo and putting it up your bum and walking around with it and how great it is for you and it feels awesome and it's really good and it will improve your life. It'll make you walk better. It'll improve your physique and, you know, your demeanor, and it'll put a real spark in your life. And when you go out and you meet friends and, you know, you've got the dildo up your bum, you'll be having real better conversations and you'll feel good. Like you've had 10 cups of coffee, you know what I mean? And so they could start doing this whole campaign through the media and the magazines and everything of putting a dildo up your bum, and it would make you feel really good. And I'm sure after many months or years, and through the years, you would have all these people having these dildos up their bum. But at the end of the experiment, well, look what we did. We got thousands and millions of people to put dildos up their bums, and they felt better for it. Emotionally, it was a symbol for them to feel better in their lives. So that's what I'm saying. It could be a dildo up the bum, it could be smoking a cigarette, or it could be a vaccine needle. It's all part of the experiment, and it's all about how to control large numbers of people completely. You know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable, isn't it? And I think that was just a really good little article, and she's done a great job there. I'm thinking it's a she, I'm not sure, sorry folks, but it's from a LinkedIn account. It's not a long article, and I thought that it was really good breakdown, and I'll post it on the website. I really liked that one. But it just shows you way back then, eh? Way, way, way back then. I mean, it's like these, I think I was talking to Corey about it, the movie Trading Places. Corey brought it up in a podcast, you know, with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. It's an 80s movie, and these really rich, like Rockefeller looking old guys are just so rich and so bored that they bet each other a dollar that they can take this black guy who's a bum on the street and the rich white guy, so demonizing white people as well, you know, as rich and white, and the poor black fella type thing as well, so propaganda. But, you know, the movie was, we take the black guy and we switch the places and we make the white guy poor and the black guy rich, you know, and they mess around with their lives, you know what I mean, to see what would happen and who's gonna win and all of this. It's called Trading Places, and they bet each other $1. It's almost like this. Like Bernays, these wealthy, super wealthy elitists at that time were just looking at all these dumb, controllable cattle walking around the streets, and it's like, what game can we play? How can we control them? Let's get them to smoke. Yeah, sure, the smoking might make some of them sick and addicted or whatever it is, and let's put some chemicals in there as well, but at the end of the day, it's not really about the cigarette, it's about mind control. And that's what they've always done. And it's really interesting when you look at it like that. Anyway, folks, I could go through a lot more articles, and I've got a lot more, but it's crazy, eh? Time is whizzing by, and I can't keep up with it all. And I haven't had anything to eat yet, so I'm going to go and have a little bit of dinner, and I'll try and get this up tonight for the listeners. And what is it tonight? Wednesday the 27th. So I'll be on with John Hamer to promote his new book tomorrow night, Thursday night, and I'll be back with Donna on Friday night. And I'm not sure about Saturday's show, whether Johnny's coming back. I'll just see how I feel. Doing so many podcasts and stuff like that, you know. Need a rest at some point, don't you? You know, especially with a 6-year-old at home and everything, and juggling your day-to-day life. But I love doing this and everything, and I'm always up here on the Night Watch podcast anyway, you see. So, you know, keep on the website, keep plugging in and commenting away and following away, and thanks so much for your support. Got a few new members in as well recently, so great to have you guys on. And there's a members area on the website. It's not needed. It's just something that I I wanted to put in there because, for you guys. And if you go into the members area, you just click on the blue members at the top, you get in there. There's everything's in there, plus a little bit extra as well. But there's a great little chat room if you want to log into there. You can use either Twitter or Facebook if you're on there, which will transfer your profile over to the chat room. Or you can just sign in as a guest user and put whatever name you want and leave links and YouTube videos. They'll show up and things like that. You can even leave some memes and stuff if you copy and paste those in. And just look at all the great information going up in there. I understand that some folks might not be on any social media outlets. And if you feel like a little bit of a chat, you can go in there and have a look at what some of the other members are posting. It was just a safe and private way for people to have chats, but I get a lot of links from there as well and information, and I share them out. Some of the members putting great stuff in there that you might not be aware of, so get in the chat room. And we are over on Telegram, but everything's linked up on the website. And thanks so much for supporting me here, guys, in 2022 and staying on deck with me. Thank you so much for shouting me a cup of coffee here a month, and it keeps me rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling, folks, as we move forward. So stay safe and contact me anytime, of course, through the contact tab there on the website, and we'll chat again soon. Chat soon, guys.